I know it's here somewhere. Finally. Oh, it's time for the doc. You're listening to Dr. Bill, the computer curmudgeon. Take it away, doctor.
Dr. Bill, the computer curmudgeon, is brought to you this week by Dyne.com and Citrix Systems. Go to my PC.
Well, it's that time again, and the doctor is in. It's time for another Dr. Bill, the computer curmudgeon netcast. I tell you, I'm glad you joined us this week. As we get into some geeky things, now I will say this has not been exactly the best week for geek news. You know, you can only have as good a tech news show as there is tech news. That's a problem. Because sometimes on weeks like this, I mean, yeah, there's some things that happen and we're going to talk about them, but it's not like there was great, huge announcements of wonderful things. But there was some fun stuff. For instance, oh, by the way, silly me, we are proud members of the Tech Podcast Network, techpodcast.com. If it's tech, it's right here on Dr. Bill, the computer curmudgeon. See, I was thinking about that we didn't have a lot of tech news, and then I thought about, let's get right into it, and then I forgot to do the thing. Oh, well. Anyway, but this is fun. This falls under the category of geek culture. And it also hits somewhat close to home. On January the 29th, it was officially Happy Curmudgeon's Day. It is Curmudgeon's Day. Actually, Happy Curmudgeon. That's kind of a contradiction, isn't it? Yes. Anyway, as I mentioned here, our intrepid PHP guru, Henry Ratliff, who is one of the major, actually, let's just be honest, he's the major contributor to the PHP program that I am the maintainer of, which is Durcaster. We'll talk more about that later. But, you know, I mean, there's been a lot of people who contributed code toward it. But Henry's pretty much written everything in the last few years. You know what I'm saying? Anyway, so Henry sent me an email that said, Happy Curmudgeon's Day. And I went, what? So I did a little checking online, and sure enough, it was Curmudgeon's Day. Who knew? Anyway, it is said, and he sent me the definition, an annual celebration of the crusty yet insightful wags who consistently apply the needle of truth to the balloons of hypocrisy and social norms. Yes. Always celebrated on January the 29th, the birthday of W.C. Fields, one of America's most beloved curmudgeons. Yeah, go away, kid, you bother me. Anyway, so, as I say here, in the spirit of the great curmudgeons like John C. Dvorak, sometime today, make it a point to say, humph. That's what John C. Dvorak says all the time, humph. So, I'm not quite as ill-tempered as the usual curmudgeon. Mainly because of the silliness. Just saying. I'm a silly curmudgeon. You knew that. I'm sure. Let me mention, too, that... Ooh, I hit the table. I didn't mean to hit the table. Probably rocked your world there without meaning to. Sorry. Let me mention that one of our great sponsors, Citrix Systems, my goodness, they have some amazing software. And occasionally, without meaning to, it's innocent on my part, I confuse the software that we're actually talking about. And I'll say go to assist instead of go to meeting, or go to meeting instead of go to my PC, or go to my whatever. You know what I'm saying? They've got so many cool software products, and they all are go to this and go to that. And sometimes I get confused. I'm sorry. But I can definitively say that this week, our sponsor is GoToMyPC from Citrix Systems. And as I said, all of their software is awesome, okay? But GoToMyPC is particularly awesome, and here's why. You probably have a computer at work. I dare say if you're a geek, you might even have several computers at work, like I do. And you need to get into them. Well, GoToMyPC is an awesome way to do it because you can, as the name suggests, go to your PC directly and be able to control it and do all kinds of things with it. And sometimes if you're away from work and somebody at work needs something, that's the best way to get it. Sometimes that's where your files are, is on that PC at work. So you need a program to go to your PC and use it. So I encourage you to take advantage of our special offer, as it says here on the banner. All you got to do is go to gotomypc.com, enter the special code word podcast, and when you do, you will be able to take advantage of this special offer of GoToMyPC 30 days free trial. Dude, you cannot beat that with a stick, okay? So 30 days free to try GoToMyPC by Citrix Systems. And you know what you ought to do? Just support all of their great software. Really, they have awesome software. So I encourage you to do that, but particularly this week, check out GoToMyPC by Citrix Systems, all right? All right, let's go into the next item. The next item is PNG is now more popular than GIF or GIF. Some people pronounce it GIF, which I guess technically is probably more correct, but I got to pronouncing it GIF a long time ago, and people say, but that's peanut butter. Yes, I like peanut butter. I do. Anyway, the point is that I prefer the PNG format, and here's why. PNG is open source, and I'm just an open source kind of dude. PNG stands for Portable Network Graphic. Yes, Portable Network Graphic, which is an awesome way to display graphics on the web. And that's what I do. So in the blog, for instance, the blog, of course, being drbill.tv, drbill.tv, as it says here on the screen. On that blog, most all of the images, I think like 99.9999% of the images are all PNGs, okay? So I'm one of those that has made the PNG more popular than the GIF or the GIF on the interwebs. Yes, the PNG image file format was created in 1995 as a response to some patent issues around the then prevailing GIF or GIF format. PNG has gained popularity ever since. It is now used on more websites than GIFs. PNG is now used on 62.4% of all websites, just ahead of the GIF with 62.3%. The GIF was leading by more than 15% 1 year ago. So PNG is smoking. It's moving on. So the cool thing is, GIFs are used a lot for animation, but PNGs will do that too, and I didn't even know that. Actually, it's a specialized format. Apparently, and this was in the comments of the story, the PNG, there's a kind of an extension of the PNG format that actually allows animation, which I didn't know. You learn something new every day, you know what I'm saying? Anyway, but it does, the big thing that PNG does do, that GIF does as well, is transparency. You can have an image that the background, for instance, is transparent, and that way the image, you know, will kind of blend into your background, which is kind of nice on websites. And as a webmaster, I like that. It's good. So anyway, pretty cool. So more power to open source. Yes. Now, I mentioned earlier about DirrCaster. DirrCaster is one of the two projects that I am the open source maintainer for. The other one is Media Lister. But today, as the blog says, actually it wasn't today, it was February 1st, but anyway, we released the official new version of DirrCaster, which is DirrCaster 0.9J. We haven't pushed it up to version 1 yet. We've stayed beta for all these years. We don't want to commit. We're like Google. We don't want to commit. But anyway, but what we've done is we've added the ability to edit the override.txt file. See, in the last version, Henry added the ability to host your media on like cloud-based sites like Amazon's S3, for instance, and CloudFront. And you could override the date and the time and the description and all of those good things with an override text file, which is cool. I mean, that was something awesome. Matter of fact, I'm the one that asked him for that because I needed it. I needed to be able to store the media off on a cloud site for all kinds of good reasons. But at any rate, so he added that capability. So then I said, you know, Henry, what would be cool, really cool, is a screen that I could pull up on the web that I could pull a template file for the override file in and then edit it and save it out right there from the web screen. And he goes, I can do that. Because he can do pretty much anything with PHP anyway, you know what I'm saying? So he jumped right on it, and dude, he developed this capability. So we released a new version, version J. Now, we'll encourage you to read the various readmes and notes and things of that nature, because it will help you understand things. Yes. Okay. Next item. Ooh, this is rough. 250,000 Twitter users' accounts were hacked. Dude, 250,000, that's a quarter of a million people. They're tweeting, tweet. And now they have accounts that have been compromised. Their passwords have been derived through surreptitious means. Yes. Oh, I just saw that I did something odd when I posted it. I'll fix it, though, and you'll never know. Okay. Anyway, I just posted this before I started the program, so I was a little bit in a hurry, okay? So cut me some slack. Anyway, it says it's been a tough week. A rough week for security breaches, and Twitter has just announced it was a victim of attacks this week as well. In a blog post, the company states that during the past week, it detected unusual access patterns that led it to uncover unauthorized attempts to access users' data. Twitter even discovered one attack as it was happening and was able to shut it down shortly thereafter. However, Twitter's postmortem revealed that the perpetrators of the attack have had access to account information for approximately 250,000 different users. According to the company, usernames, email addresses, session tokens, and encrypted and salted versions of passwords would have been available. So, change your password regularly. The same can be said of underwear. Just saying. Yes, I remember someone telling me that once. You know, passwords are like underwear. They should be changed regularly. Okay, more information than I want to know. Anyway, so that really just blew my mind right there. So, our other sponsor, as you may know, if you've been watching the Netcast over the last few weeks, is Dyn.com, D-Y-N, Dyn.com. You can get a faster internet for your small business by using Dyn.com. Dyn.com provides managed DNS services, as the banner here says. Talks about the fact that they have all kinds of DNS services. They have managed services. That's the cool thing, is it allows you to have granular control over your DNS and over your email as well. So tremendous services available through Dyn.com. Now, here's what you can do. According to the banner, as it says here, go to Dyn.com to the special Podcast 30 link. okay, which is dyne.com/podcast30, as it says on the banner, and enter the code word podcast30, and you will get 30% off managed services for your DNS. Dude, that's awesome. So check them out. Now, if you have a small business or a medium-sized business or a huge, large business, you really need to be taking advantage of dyne.com's managed DNS services. I'm serious. You need to check it out. Better security, faster. You can monitor things in a granular way. Dude, so check it out. 30% off? I mean, come on. That is an awesome deal, no matter how you slice it, okay? So check them out. All right, next item. Whoa! Fred, dude, he likes to get me with these Geek Software of the Weeks. And see, he knows if he throws them in right after I do an advertising spot there, I'm thinking about that instead of, you know, what's coming up, and he tricks me. Fred, what am I going to do with you? Don't count on it. Okay. A raise. You don't get paid, dude. A raise on nothing is still nothing. You know what I'm saying? Yes. Oh, well. Geek Software of the Week this week is SnapP. Now, let me say this as a preamble. You know what a preamble is, of course. Preamble means I'm going to ramble around a lot of places first. That's not what it means, but it's pretty close. Yeah, you're right. Fred says, I wander around all the time. Yes, I do. Oh, well. Anyway, point is that I had an email this past week off of YouTube, the old YouTube, and they asked me a question that was rather pointed, and I was embarrassed. I haven't answered it yet officially. Maybe this shall be my answer, a video answer. They were saying, have you actually tested these Geek Software of the Weeks? Sometimes. Not always. Dude, it's hard enough getting a Geek Software of the Week. You know what I'm saying? Finding something that looks even halfway interesting. It's not always easy. Okay. So sometimes I don't test them. This is actually one of those times I haven't tested it because I found it literally moments before videoing this on a Sunday afternoon. So no, I don't always test them all. I'm sorry. The criteria for Geek Software of the Week is, does it sound cool? Now, sometimes I will, you know, thoroughly check something out, because usually what will happen is I'll need some piece of software and I'll find something that meets the need and it's really awesome and I get excited about it and I make it a Geek Software of the Week. Those are the ones that are more, you know, really, really Geek Software of the Weeks. But on a week when I don't have to find any particular software and it's been rushed and crazy and I've got to find something for the show and I go, well, let's just look out there. Sometimes I find things that are kind of, eh. You know, I'm being honest, okay? But I, for instance, Audacity, dude, you need Audacity, okay? What's another one? The GIMP, come on, okay? LibreOffice, okay, these I have thoroughly tested and vetted, to use one of those political terms. And I've thoroughly can, yes, I can endorse them heartily. But then there's others that are kind of, yeah, okay. Well, anyway, this is one that sounds really interesting. I don't know much about it. It's called SnapP. It's the ability to control your Android phone or device from your PC. You can organize your contacts, music, your pictures from the comfort of your desktop. Transfer any file in the blink of an eye. You can download apps for free. You can download apps for free on your Android most of the time anyway, but anyway. But you can control it from your PC is the point. You can even text message from your PC as though it were going through your phone. Now, that's kind of cool. You can import your iTunes music into your Android device, which is cool too. So it sounds pretty neat. And if it's not, I'm sorry. That's a weak recommendation, but I don't know. They've got a video and everything, and it looks cool. I hope it is. It's been a long week. I've got a lot going on. What can I say? I'm sorry. Anyway. I feel like there are people out there that are really disappointed. Oh, come on, Doc, man, I thought you checked all these out in advance. Reality, dude, okay? Sometimes you just can't always. But normally, if it's one that I really, 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 really think is awesome, I will say, I use this all the time, it's really awesome. So pay attention for that phrase, or phrases like it. Okay, little truth-telling here, a cleansing of the soul, you know what I'm saying? Coming clean. Yes. Why do I think this is going to end up being the clean underwear edition? I hope not. But it might, you never know. So... enough of this week. Let's move on, shall we? Remember until next time that the doctor is out of here.
Dr. Bill the Computer Curmudgeon is a production of DrBillBailey.net with all the honors, rights, and privileges thereunto appertaining.